question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, it's time for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader Series, everyone. Mary and I are back and ready to talk perhaps the best way to social distance when traveling this year. And before we say hello to Toby O'Rourke, the CEO of Campgrounds of America, a quick word about our sponsor, Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Well, these current circumstances involving the coronavirus have certainly made it clear that you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you are planning any type of future trip, whether it's leisure or maybe you own a small business, don't put your investment or your well-being at risk. We encourage you to purchase travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You know, there are different types of coverages to protect your specific travel needs. Whatever level or type that you choose for your travels, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to Big Sky Country in Montana, as waiting for us on that show hotline is Toby O'Rourke. She's the Chief Executive Officer for Campgrounds of America, and we invited her to join us for today's Chief Travel Leader episode.
We did indeed. Nice to connect with you, Toby. Thanks for being here with Mary and me for our Chief Travel Leader segment of America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to speak with you guys.
We've been looking forward to speaking with you all week right now, so I'm glad you're here. Listen, a few weeks ago we had on James Ashurst with us from the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association, and after Memorial Day, we're planning to check in with show friend Bill Murnane. You know, he'll be on with us. He's the CEO of Lazy Day RV. But as you may be aware from past experiences that Mary and I have shared on air, we're really high on the RV sector of the travel world, and we really think that RVing and camping may be the best way to travel this summer and fall and even into the winter in certain parts of the country in terms of being able to social distance. And we're really hearing there's a big demand for RVs and camping buildings. So what are you seeing and hearing, Toby, from your perspective with KOA?
Absolutely. People are anxious to camp. We actually just got some data back this week that backs that up, that people are looking to engage in the outdoors when they're able to in their area, and they are interested in camping. In fact, we asked people to rank what they felt were the safest forms of travel, and over half of leisure campers ranked camping as the safest form of travel in their mind. And that's very positive, I think, for our business, and it shows that people are looking to engage in the outdoors. And I think the safety factor, you know, comes from the fact there's a lot of natural social distancing on a campground that people will relate really well to right now.
Sure.
Agree. Responsible recreation. It's so nice to hear some good news coming out of that. Toby, last week, KOA's Mike Gass joined us on this national broadcast towards the end of hour two, and we discussed your big virtual camping weekend that started yesterday, Friday. It's going on today, and it ends tomorrow, Sunday. Care Camps typically is part of kicking off your summer season for you guys. I'm curious, are you expecting most of your Campgrounds of America locations to be opening this year? And if they are, I know some of this is speculative, but what can travelers start to expect in terms of operations and services?
You're exactly right. This time of year, most all of our campgrounds are open. This is the prime kickoff to camping season. This weekend, when we do the big weekend for Care Camps, is typically our big kickoff for the year. So campgrounds are open. Now, it depends on the state. There's various restrictions placed in certain states. So some of our campgrounds in Michigan, for example, Illinois, Ohio, a couple, you know, there's a handful of states can only have long-term campers at this point.
Okay.
And so recreational travel is not allowed. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a bunch of states that the campgrounds are able to be open, but maybe in that state, the governor has not okayed leisure travel. So we're in various forms of operations around the country.
Interesting. All right. You know, I've been humored as I follow various, you know, news wires that we have access to. How many people who have never camped or spent any real time in a trailer or RV are seriously looking at doing it this year because of the coronavirus, what we're talking about? For someone listening right now who's never camped, you just don't show up, you know, toss a few stakes in the ground, roll out a sleeping bag, and think that's it. So any suggestions that you want to share to help them create a fun and memorable experience when they can go responsibly travel?
Yeah, absolutely. We do see that a lot of people are looking to camp that've never camped before. In fact, a third of non-campers are saying camping is something they're now interested in as a result of the pandemic. So for those who've never camped before, I would say there's several great ways to start, one of which you can rent an RV, and those rental depots like Cruise America, Road Bear, and others are going to help, you know, show you the ropes about how to drive that RV, and that's a great way for you to be self-contained, you know, perfect for social distancing and everything, all of your own supplies right within that RV. Also, cabins are a great place to get started. Cabins are a very popular form of recreation and camping and glamping. Glamping tents, yep, and other unique forms of travel people are renting right now. So I would say that's a great way to get started if you don't want to try a tent and tackle it that way. There's lots of ways to go through the rental approach.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Robert and I are speaking with Toby O'Rourke, CEO of Campgrounds of America, for today's installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. Toby, I recall when we talked to James at RVIA a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned you can have the fanciest or you can have the most economical RV, but everyone still needs a place to take it and services to support it. We've been talking a little bit here about the campgrounds for KOA, but can travelers expect to find reliable service centers open if they need repairs? And as you mentioned, the state parks are beginning to open. I believe some of the national parks are going to be slowly opening in a limited capacity. I don't know what that quite looks like
right
now.
It's still unfolding.
Yeah, and it's unfolding as we speak. But do you foresee any issues in attracting people to the locations from an operational standpoint for maintenance and things like that?
Right, yeah, a couple things there. One, on the dealer side, which is largely where a lot of RVs are serviced, dealers are also opening across the country and in many cases have been deemed essential services for servicing of RVs. So I would say for the most part, most areas of the country, you should not have trouble finding places to service your RV, particularly from those established dealers in that area. In terms of attracting people to camp, you're right. We're watching when state parks are opening. Positive news is that, you know, like Great Smoky Mountains National Park opened yesterday, I believe, and Bryce Canyon in Utah is open. So there's a few national parks starting to open. That's definitely going to follow state restrictions. And as states open up, we'll see those parks open up. But those are obviously big draws of getting people outside and recreating and camping.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a little fun right now, I guess. So, Toby, you know, I'm told you're a big outdoor enthusiast, and I'm sure that's a big plus with your job. So when you are able to responsibly travel yourself with your family, I'd like to know, where are some places that you enjoy going? And separately, really would like to know, what attracted you to take on the CEO role with KOA?
Well, I can probably answer that very easily with the same answer on both of those questions. I'm from Montana. I grew up in Montana, which is a beautiful part of the country. I had been out of state for college and then a number of years after that, and I was looking to return home to Montana when I had my first baby. And Campgrounds of America is headquartered here in Billings, Montana, and it worked out great for me to find a place back home where I could work on a national brand. So that was 9 years ago, and I've worked up with the company since then, and love my job as CEO of this company. There's nothing I love more than encouraging people to be outdoors, spend time with their family outside, which is what, as you said, my family and I like to do. We're avid campers ourselves. We have an RV. We like to camp close to home, whether that's in KOAs or public parks, state parks, and we took a great vacation last summer. We drove down into Colorado and stayed at KOAs along the way through Wyoming and Colorado. And we're pretty anxious ourselves to get out there.
Yeah, I bet you would be.
So something before we run out of time that I want to touch on, because I did not know this until we did some research with you before this interview. I'm really big into rewards programs when I travel. I think a lot of people are. I like to see my money work for me as much as it can. I see that you have a rewards program. I don't think a lot of people may know that. You do charge for it, which is fine if the value is right. I think it's $33. Is that the annual price? And what makes this advantageous for travelers?
We do. It's called Value Card Rewards. You're right on the price. And what that gives you access to annually with that renewal, that payment and then renewal fee of that amount is 10% off all camping at our KOA locations. And then we have a variety of partners that offer special deals. So that could be insurance on your RV. We just introduced a telemedicine benefit that we thought would be helpful to people during this time. Mm-hmm. We've got discounts on tires for your vehicles or your RVs. There's a variety of partner benefits you can tap into for discounts, as well as discounts at our parks.
Well, so it's
like
you're
able to accumulate, loyalty points,
Work
towards free campaigns.
Yeah, that's great.
So you're getting the best, you're getting loyalty points, and also, you know, I was going to say it's similar to if you're part of a wholesale club or something, you pay for the membership, but you're getting all the different benefits and value of that, so it sounds very similar. So, Toby,
it's very similar.
Listen, we really appreciate the check-in. Very nice. We're going to look forward to stay connected with you going forward. Our best to you, your family, and team. Hopefully you're going to get out there soon. Stay safe, and let's talk again soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Take care, Toby. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Camping and RVing. It's going to be an interesting summer and fall, Mary, for sure.
I think lots of people are going to be trying it out.
A lot of people are going to be going to KOA and some of the other places that are out there right now. Folks, well, we have to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter. You can do it on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, always at RM World Travel. That's where you'll find us on social media. There's still a lot ahead today, so we hope you're going to stay right where you are as we're coming right back with more in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.